Okay, Chevra. Yasher koach to everyone. Big olam today. Unbelievable. Thank you to all of the our cooks, our kitchen staff, those who prepared, those who'll be cleaning up. Again, all of the zechusim of the learning, it goes to you. Thank you. We have there are no sponsors this morning. Big crowd for no sponsors. If anyone wants to step in, you have the floor. Smer Shtemol. This is Feitenmol. Unsun Dritmol. Okay. All right. Young Joe Scarsdale sponsoring, and we're sponsoring in honor of the refuah of the return of Mr. Jason over there. Should feel good. Should feel good. Continue to feel good. Okay. So we're learning a piece this morning from the Ori Dalyo. It's a change from our regularly scheduled programming of the Kli Yakar. Looking at the Ori Dalyo. Ori Dalyo is Reb Gedaliah Shore. I think it's a beautiful piece on Purim in and of itself. And then we'll also relate it to Parshat Zachar. We have Zachar, obviously, the Shabbos. Purim coming up. And Parshas Vayikra, I'll connect that as well. Bahaya Lahashem L'Shem, Zu Mikra Megillah. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk. It's on the page, you should see 94 on top. Bahaya Lahashem L'Shem, Hashem will be a name, or Hashem will make his name, right? Like, Bahaya Hashem L'Melech HaKoretz, Bahayim Oyech, Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, right? Like his name will be one. There's this idea of Hashem's name. That's Mikra Megillah. Ki seder anhaga b'yimei Mordechai ve'Esther haya itgalut shel shem Hashem b'toch hachitzonia shel seder ateva. What's weird is, and what he's addressing, kind of the elephant in the room, is how could the Gemara say that Hashem will have a name through Mikra Megillah if Hashem's name is not written in the Megillah? Right? It makes no actually, it's totally counterintuitive. Classic, you know, rabbinic statement, like, what? You know, it leaves you thinking, what's happening? So he says, because the Seder Anhaga, the way that God revealed himself during the times of Mordechai and Esther and Shushan, was through a revelation that was within the chitzonios of Seder Ateva, that was within the sort of external course of events. Vizua kavana v'haya l'Hashem l'shem. And that's what it means when it says that God will have a name. She'al yedei kriyat ha-megillah nitgaleh shem Hashem v'toch ha-briyah. For through reading the Megillah, we reveal God's name within the creation. V'shem v'chomako mora al mahut ha-davar. The shame of something reflects its essence. Right? The name, right? A Jewish name, the Hebrew language, the Hebrew word, right? A name is essence, right? That's what it is. Like the coolest thing when someone converts. I'm just dealing with someone who's going through a conversion, God willing, in the next couple of weeks.
Where are you?
Right here on the top, page 94. In the next couple of weeks, and I was like, so did you choose a name? Oh, we're thinking, you know, I have to think about it, right? You get to choose a name when you're, you know, 20 years old, 30 years old. It's pretty cool, right? So the person, she chose a name, Shira. Like, wow, you know, it speaks to your essence, right? Clearly, she likes to sing, she likes music, right? Right? So, like, the name is the essence of the thing. Ki Hashem shall davar mora mahuta v'shorasho, v'al-yidei anei shall Mordechai v'Esther nitbarer sheshor shabriya u'ma'utav hakol hu al-yidei Hashem yizborah. So, if reading the Megillah reveals Hashem's name, what you're saying is that reading the Megillah reveals Hashem's essence, right? Reveals the essence of God in the world. V'zeh v'ayal Hashem l'shem. Shanes more shemahuda briya hu Hashem is brah. Very nice. B'Megillah, the problem is, he says, as we just pointed out, lo nizkar shem Hashem begalui. But we don't have God's name revealed in the Megillah. Rak ve'eze mekomot biremez, you find allusions to God's name. Al yedei rashi tevos, o sofei tevos. You find God's name, right? You could put a, you know, some of the, do a little wordle, right? You find the letter here, and you find the letter there, and you find the letter there, or through the end of words, and you find Hashem's name. Ki kol ha-megillah ba'al ha-horot seder ha-neis, sh'haya az b'yimei Mordechai ve'Esther. U'kamo sh'haneis lo haya b'galut shem Hashem. And since the miracle in the time of Mordechai and Esther, we know the miracle of Purim was not a neis galui, as we discuss, you know, with Yitzchus Mitzrayim, or, you know, think about Hanukkah, right? Something revealed. There was no, like, supernatural event. Elahaya neis betoch seder hateva. The miracle happened, or I'm on the underlying lines, within the order of nature. Ki kol neis haya ba'ofen siba umisobav. Because the miracle came about through siba umisobav. What does it mean? It's kind of like, you know, this happened and that happened. Coincidence, right? Cause and effect. V'gama hatzalah yucholin l'tlop b'seder hateva. Even the salvation, it was a war. They won a war, right? You could sort of hang it on the fact that, you know, nature, you know, they were able to stand up for themselves, etc., etc. V'rak shenigala lehem az, ki hakol haya al yedei Hashem Yisbarach. You only figured out afterwards that, no, God was there. V'chein lo nichtav Hashem Hashem b'perush lahoros ki gam seder hateva hu al yedei Hashem Yisbarach. The Yoser Mizel Amru ki kol makom shenichtav haMelech the Megillah is one of my favorite allusions. There's this idea that every time you hear the word haMelech in the Megillah, that haMelech is not right, not just haMelech Achashverosh, but haMelech the King. That's a reference to God. And if you actually pay attention through the reading of the Megillah, and you hear haMelech and you kind of put together the words, you're like, oh, wow, cool, right? You kind of realize, oh, the king was listening and the king made it that this happened. You're like, oh, that's God pulling the strings behind the scenes. Melech malchei amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebeh haMegillah nitgaleh lanu shemashe nireh le'einayim shumaiseh melech basar v'adam. Right? Because that what comes out is that something that seems like it's coming about through a king of flesh and blood, ubalana ayidei atavas haMelech, and it comes through the kindness of the king. Hasibah l'chol hasibot hu melech malchei amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, we know that the reason, the cause behind all causes is Hashem, the king of kings. Vizeni kala al yidei hanes de Megillah v'akarazu tzricha liyot b'chol yehudi be'ekriyas haMegillah. This recognition should be, very much front and center in your mind as you're reading the Megillah. La'akir ha v'ayala Hashem l'shem. Meaning, when you're listening to the Megillah, when you're reading the Megillah, the idea is to find God within it. God's name's not there. V'haya l'Hashem l'shem. Oh, Hashem will have a name. No, Hashem's name's not there. Find it. It is there. That's the point. Hirsch Wolf, who we're going to be missing this year, hard to imagine Purim without Hirsch, has a beautiful minhag that he adheres to, which is when, what's his name, when Achshverosh couldn't sleep, and Haman was going to, you know, tell him, you know, about the Mordechai thing, right? He wants to hang him, and it says, nadada, right? So it was that on that night, nadada, shnas, that he couldn't sleep, ha, and he says, haMelech. What's that from? From Rosh Hashanah, right? Obviously a reference to Hashem. It's the beginning of Shacharis. For those of you who are like, where's that haMelech? Get there on time, Rosh Hashanah, and then Yom Kippur, right, Chevra? Okay? It's haMelech, a reference to God, right? Meaning, all of a sudden, that's where it all starts, right? Where God starts pulling the string. He couldn't sleep. He reads from the Sefer HaZikronot, the Book of Remembrances. Oh, there was this guy. He did a Tova to you, Mordechai. You never repaid him. That's where it all sort of, you know, comes down, falling down, crashing down on Haman. So, the Gemara, we continue. We're on the bottom right column.
Where does it come from?
It's a pasuk. It's the end of a pasuk. I think it's in Tehillim. I have to look it up.
Oh, the interpretation is that.
That's a Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara is darshing. It's in the Sefer Megillah, right? The Gemara is darshing a pasuk. Again, I forget. I think it's in Tehillim or maybe it's somewhere in Nach. And they're giving a drasha at the end of the pasuk of Vayal Shal Hashem. Oh, that's Mikra Megillah. Because Tachasa Na Tutsa Ale Barosh, blah, 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 blah. So it's Megillah Sester. It's all related to the Megillah. Okay, so we have a pasuk that says, Vanochi Aster Aster Panai Bayomahu, right? That says that Esther, there's a reference to Esther in the Torah from the fact that it says, I will hide my face on that day. The Kasha. Shiramzu Kra, we're on the top left column now. Shiramzu Kra le Esther, Shimiramezes ala Geula, Bikra Shimiramez ala Golas. Amazing question. You have a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim that's dealing with that, saying that I'm going to hide my face from you. I'm going to conceal my face from you. Think about what's happening in Ukraine and all these Jews. It was an amazing interview. I was telling someone at Mincha time, amazing interview, a Chabad Shaliach somewhere in the heart of Ukraine. He was on CNN. It was unbelievable. I mean, he couldn't stop talking about the Rebbe, which was really, really amazing. He's like, the Rebbe's put us here. But he did amazing, he's doing amazing things. These people are trapped in this Mariupol place where the hospital was destroyed, and they're talking about what's happening, the devastation. So you're dealing with like devastation where Hashem is hiding his face, and yet when we're talking about Esther is redemption. So why, like in talking about redemption, why are we using a pasuk of galus? Ela she'aber b'zehu ki chazal megalim lanu ki yisod ha'geula kvar haya betocha Esther. What the rabbis are telling us, Chazal were saying, is that the geula, the redemption, was already within that concealment. It was there. Ki gam betocha Esther yesh sham ha'anochi ela shehu behester. The anochi of Hashem, right? Hashem's existence is there in that concealment, in that in hiding. Again, we know. Think about the beginning of the Megillah, right? Why does the Megillah start with the party, and all the Jews are these assimilated Jews of Shushan, which is like the wealthy aristocrats who are living it up in Galus when there was a Beis Hamikdash actually in Israel that was under construction at that time, and they were choosing, or the construction had been stopped, but it was there, and people were going back to Israel, and they're like, yeah, we're not interested, we don't want to come, and we're at this party, and then all of a sudden, at this party, all this stuff going on, and then Vashti, you know, happens to not come out, and Vashti gets killed, right? What? Think about it. It's the beginning of the whole story, and the key to the redemption is right there, right? Because then when Vashti wouldn't come out, then Esther's going to come. It's all connected, right, from the beginning. It's in the Hester. V'ageula tluya b'riyas ha'anochi b'soch Hester. Redemption is dependent on finding God within the concealment. You got to look hard. You got to dig deep. U'ba'akar sa'panim she'esh b'soch Hester, and finding God's face within the concealment of his face. Ksiv the Amar Bayomahu Al Kain Ki Elokai Ki Ein Elokai Vekirbi Mitzuni Araosa Eila VaAnochi Aser, etc. Basically, what he's saying is that the pasuk where this pasuk comes from of Anochi Aser, I will hide my face, which is an allusion to Esther. What does it say right before that? You're saying, oh, God's not with me. And that's why all these things happen for me. So then God says, oh, you're saying I'm not with you? Good, okay, I'm going to conceal myself. Meaning the point is, God's always with us. God's always there. God's always there behind the scenes. We gotta peek in. We gotta peer in through the lattice. It's like, think about sukkahs, right? And what's the idea? The idea is that we have the schach on the sukkah, right? And you have to be able to see the stars. Whatever that means, right? What does it mean? It means that there have to be little slits to be able to peer through. Why? Because what we're saying is, Hashem is there. We don't see him, right? Usually we have a roof and it's secure and it's stable and it's solid. And we don't see that. Actually, Hashem is peering in. He's metzitz min acharakim. He's peering in through the lattice. He's there. And so our job on Purim, all right, at this time of year, is to find God. He's there. Now we have to find him. Even through the darkness. Even through sad times. Even through difficult experiences. Because that's where the geula, that's where the redemption can be found. So if you look down on this, the bottom of the left column where I have it bracketed, the Maharal. So the Maharal wrote he wrote many books. One of the books he wrote is called Or Chadash, which is all about Purim, the Megillah. And he says, B'maharal b'akdama l'ferusho Or Chadash, al Megillah says, Sir Kosev Levayer, ha denes de Purim haya behester, what does it mean that when we say that God's that the Megillah was behester? So it, not that it was concealed, but it came from a concealed place. Meaning, if you know, sort of regular God stuff is here and here's the world, it came from back there, right? It came from like sort of really far, a concealed space in the realm of Hashem, right? Whatever that means, I'll explain it in a moment. Ve'akavana b'zehi. Shishoresh hanes hayam imakom gavoa kolkach shaloa yabi acholto lit galot be'olam hazeh. That it came, this redemption, this salvation came from a place that was so sort of far removed from this world that you couldn't even reveal it in this world, right? That's why no Hashem's name. That's why no supernatural miracles. Vayatzarich liyoda itkalut behester. V'lachem matzinu ki kol hanei shel ha-megillah nasav b'nehirut v'chazon. Says that's why we find, if you notice, then when the miracle happens, all of a sudden it's like, go, maharu, maharu et Haman, go and go get him quickly, right? And it happens, everything's happening real, all of a sudden, once the dominoes start falling, you, again, these are words you're going to see if you focus in on the Megillah as you're reading in between the noise and all of that stuff, right? You're gonna see that when things start falling down, all of a sudden it's like, and this happened really quickly, and then this happened, like, oh, bring Haman, and then it happened, and then he fell, and boom, and he's like hanged before you know it, right? Why? Why did that happen? He says, "Shayatzorech lichofet hanes l'toch olam hazeh," because there was a need to push the miracle into this world. Like, it had to happen really quickly. By the way, what else happens really quickly? What has to happen really quickly? Think ahead. Past Purim, think ahead. Pass for him. Pesach, right? Right? It says you have to eat b'chipazon. You have to eat really fast, right? And if you're Sephardic, you have a little backpack on your back. You're ready to roll, right? You have to have your walking stick in hand and ready to roll. Why? Because when something is extremely deep, extremely heavy, extremely like big, it has to quick. We have to pull it out. We have to make it happen. O kosev sham lamaral tamacher. Shekivat shaya begalut haya tzarich liyot behester mesayim sham kishnei ta'amim olim bekaneh achad. And he says, because also it was in exile, right? Purim was a miracle in exile. That's why, by the way, we don't read, one of the reasons why we don't, what don't we say on Purim? Yes, we read the Megillah, it's very nice. What don't we say in davening? You would say it on every other holiday. Beautiful. Challah. Don't say challah. Why not? It didn't happen in Israel. It happened in Golos. It happened in exile. It's different. It's a different concept. Obviously, Yetzias Mitzrayim didn't happen in Israel, but that was different because it was like, at that moment, it's more the rabbinic, for rabbinic holidays, why we don't say Hallel. But he says it's all the same thing. Since it was in exile, it had to have been concealed. And since it was something that was hidden within the external course of events, it had to come from this super concealed, holy, high place. Okay, very nice. Let's go down to the next paragraph. Umipnei shaya sod seder hanes mimakom gavoa. Bichdeshia becholtam shal bnei Yisrael. We're on page Memchet on the bottom right column. Ledarga gavoa mod kamosha mar chadushi arim lefarish mashikas nikalu veamod al nafsham lemalu mebchinas nafsham veigiu lemadrega gavoa lagiel l'shor shazeh efshar rak al yedei achdu shel klal Yisrael. And here's the kicker: the only way you can do something like this, the only way you could activate a miracle that's this powerful, is through achdus, is through the unity of the Jewish people. Velachein matzinu ki adibreit somod v'zakatam ayav v'hakel. Therefore, it says that when they cried out, when they started like really realizing what was going on, what does it say? It had to be lehikahel. Again, it's another word you're going to hear all the time. You're going to hear lehikahel. You're going to hear, as we said, hamelech. You're going to hear kahal or lehikahel. That stuff you're going to hear. You're going to hear maharu, things happening quickly. All of this stuff, because this is the nature, this is the essence of what was happening. So how did it happen? Al yedei haleich kenos kol yodim. What does Esther say? Oh, you want me to go and risk my life? Go and gather all the people. I can't do this alone. I need the power of the people, the power of the unity of the Jewish people behind me. If I don't have it, I can't activate this. I can't do this. And through that unity, they got to, you know, to bring it down from that super high and holy concealed place. Right, so that they say, the Gemara says, oh, there's this day, that's the day of unity, the day of gathering. That's what Purim's about. It's about gathering. Mishloach manot, matanot le'avionim. It's all about connecting to people, maybe that you don't ordinarily connect to, and people that you do ordinarily connect to. And then have a suda with your family. It's really amazing, right? Suda with family, shloach manot to friends and neighbors, matanot le'avionim to people you don't even know, right? But to people who are outside of your social stratosphere, your social circle. That's pretty amazing, right? It's to reach out and to reach in. So That's what is able to activate this concept. Okay. Now, look at the top left. This is like super cool as we wrap it up. V'darga ha-gavoa azushi sigub nei Yisrael az. And this high level that the Jewish people were able to experience, hu ha-darga shel etz ha-chayim. It's the level of the tree of life. Shahaya lahem devekut b'shor shachiyut, because they had a connection to the source of all life, the Eitz HaChaim, like the Eitz HaChaim of, you know, that was in the Garden of Eden. Shahaya lahem devekut b'shor shachiyut be'Eitz HaChaim, kodem ha'it chalkut le'Eitz das tovara. Before the sort of things got messed up when they ate from the Eitz HaDas, from the tree of knowledge of good and bad. Ukishimagim lahadarga hachi gavoa. And if you're able to get to this super high level, az kolarane pachlato, then all of the bad things, all of the negative kinds of experiences, or, you know, they turn into coincidences that actually are gamzulatova. They turn to good. Kisham eno shalit hara klal, because there is no bad, there is no evil in that space. Shulamala mea etzadas tovara, because that's above the level of the etzadas tovara. It's kind of like before the Eitzah, right? Had Adam and Chava not sinned, I know it's sort of, well, pulling this back, what am I talking about? The concept of Adam and Chava's sin was that it injected us with a sense, human beings, with a sense of like, I don't really know what's going on, right? Of like confusion, of, oh, you know, this happening, that's happening. It sort of divides the way that we look at the world. It confused us. Right, there was a way that Adam and Chava looked at the world. There was emet and sheker. There was truth and there was falsehood. Right, if something was true, you did it, or you didn't do it. If something was false, you didn't do it. Right, or you did. Right, or you stay away from it. Then it became tovara. Well, tovara is more subjective, good and bad. I don't know. Right, there are even people who can say, you know, who are saying, oh, you know, well, Putin. I don't know. Maybe, you know, blah blah blah, and this and that. It's meshuggah. It's crazy. And the way he talks, by the way, he twists the way Putin talks, right? By definition, takes that, right? And he twists everything around. They're Nazis. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's crazy what's going on. There are people being decimated. I'm Motzei Shabbos. I'm actually going on a mission to Poland, on the Poland-Ukrainian border with a group of rabbis. And we're just going to spread this message. We're going to see a lot of these Jewish refugees, thousands of Jews living in Ukraine, thousands. And we're just going to give them a little bit of chizuk and say there are people in a place called Scarsdale that care about you, right? There's a place in New York. I'm going to give them a care. We gave these candy bags to our kids last week. I'm bringing candy bags to give to them, right? What does it do? It connects. It unifies, right? And it shows that there's something deeper. There's something bigger in this world than just the things that we see. And even in the worst of situations, we could actually find the good. Right? And that brings me to the bottom. It's an unbelievable idea. So we all know the famous phrase. If you don't, I'll tell it to you. On the bottom left, Chayev Inish Lebesumei Bepuria. A person is supposed to get drunk on Purim. That's the literal translation. Ad Delo Yada Bein Araham and Baruch Mordechai. Until you don't know the difference between Haman's accursed nature, between the evil of Haman and the goodness of Mordechai. What does the Sfasena say? Brings down by the Orgadal Yahu. Hainu la'alos l'mala me'etz hadas tovara. Our job is to get out of the realm of logical, rational understanding, where we say things, we rationalize things. Oh, this happened for this reason, or this happened for that reason. Guess what? We have no idea why things happen. We don't have the answers. You know who does? Bahaya Hashem L'Shem. Hashem has the answers. Hashem understands. So sometimes we get involved in our own, like, sort of cheshbonot, as they say, right? In our minds, and it's like, oh, this happened. I can't believe we did this, and I can't believe that happened. Get out of the realm of eight of ad delo yada. Go, and maybe sometimes you need to get a little fishnikin in order to achieve that, because we think too much sometimes. And you sort of need to get back to your essence. That's what happened with the Jewish people. The Jewish people in Shushan were confused. The Jewish people in Shushan were thinking that Shushan is the birah, that Shushan is their capital. It's not their capital. Yerushalayim, the only place in Tanakh that's referred to as the capital of the Jewish people, is Yerushalayim. They were confused. Right? They were in this place of Yediyah, oh, it's good, and I'm good, and look, God did this to us anyways. You guys, you have no idea what's going on. Hashem, what we have to do, our job is to keep searching through the concealment, to try to peel away the curtains and try to find what is Hashem asking from me here? What's the message here? How can I bring good into the world even in the face of something that seems so evil or seems so bad or seems so depressing or seems so upsetting? If I can do that, then I'm actually, what I'm doing is I'm literally pulling down the miracle of Hashem into this world from that holy and concealed place. Because we live in a world of concealment. We live in a world of sheker. It's called the Olam HaSheker for a reason. Because not everything is as it seems. And that's really the goal of Purim, the goal of the Megillah. And that's why it's sort of like, it's the end of the year, as much as it sounds crazy. Oh no, what do you mean? It's January, there's Rosh Hashanah. No, the Jewish year ends in Adar. The Jewish year ends Purim, right? And then it restarts Pesach. And that's the reason why. Because ultimately, we're not going to have the, you know, Hashem speaking to us and splitting the sea and bringing plagues and having man falling in the desert. We're not going to have those things. That's not what we have. You know what we have? We have the Purim story. And all of us are players in that notion of the Purim story, of going through things and life's twists and turns and so on and so forth, and trying to peer behind the curtains and finding Hashem's name, even in the place where we think that he can, you know, least be found. May we all be zochet to bring down the miracle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go out of our minds in a certain kind of way, and really connect to Hashem and to His goodness in the deepest of ways.